Shalom, everybody! Parashas Ekev, like all of Sefer Devarim, is Moshe Rabbeinu's final speeches to Bnei Yisrael in the last 5 weeks of his life. In our parasha, Moshe says, beginning in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that Hashem told him it was time to continue the nation's journey towards Eretz Yisrael. Moshe reminds Bnei Yisrael to fear Hashem, to love Hashem, to keep the Torah and the mitzvos. And the reason we are to do all this, says Moshe, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, is because Hashem is the God of gods, the Lord of lords. He is great. He is mighty. He doesn't bow to any human. And God, velo yikach shochad, God does not take bribes. What does that mean? What does it mean that God does not take bribes? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that God not taking bribes means lefaiso bimamon. God cannot be appeased by money. What does that mean? Did we really think that we could give God money to change his mind? Does God need money, chas v'shalom, that we could slip him a few bucks under the table, so to speak, and he'd forgive us? So other Mefarshim explain this description of God, v'lo yikach shochad, differently. The Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, and the Sforno Rav Avadya ben Yaakov Sforno, who died in 1550, and other Mefarshim, explain the Pasuk differently. They say that Moshe is telling Bnei Yisrael that if they do an Avera, they should not feel that other Zechuyos, that other mitzvos that they do, will protect them from consequences. That is a form of bribery to God. I may do this wrong, but I'm asking God to look the other way, so to speak, because I do this other mitzvah properly. That's not the way it works. The only way to really and truly become purified is through sincere tshuva. There's no shortcuts. Shortcuts in Avodas Hashem are a kind of bribery. And v'lo yikach shochad, Hashem cannot be bought off, so to speak, to look the other way. A similar explanation is given by the Maharal, Rabbi Yehuda Low of Prague, who died in 1619 in his Sefer Gur Aryeh, which is a commentary on Rashi. The Maharal says that someone might think that if they do an Avera, they can bring a Korban and just be forgiven that way. They spend money, and sometimes a Korban can indeed cost a lot of money, and they think that they can just spend money and be forgiven. Do this Avera? Bring a Korban. Do that Avera? Bring a Korban. And that, of course, does not work. A korban is part of a long and arduous process of tshuva. You can't just bring a korban and have everything forgiven. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, looks at the pasuk and the surrounding psukim differently. He says that when Moshe says about God, v'lo yikach shochad, it describes the kind of person who is trying to bribe God, so to speak. Sometimes in our lives, we see people who do something wrong and they try to get off the hook, so to speak, because of their status, their position. A famous actor or a successful athlete that gets pulled over for speeding might say to a police officer, "Do you know who I am?" And in our world, unfortunately, it often works. If you're rich or famous, society often gives you a pass. But God, v'lo yikach shochad, God only values the true human value of people. He finds no substitutes for true human worth. Social position means nothing to God. Social connections mean nothing to God. Money means nothing to God. Hashem demands morality and is not bribed, so to speak, by anything else. That's Rav Hirsch. However, if we return to the way Rashi explains v'lo yikach shochad as referring to giving money to God, so to speak, l'fai so b'mamon, we must go back to our original question. How is that possible? Why would anyone think that just giving money to God would bribe him? Perhaps one can suggest that people do indeed think that they can bribe Hashem l'fai so b'mamon. Sometimes we think that we can fulfill a mitzvah just by throwing money at it. I can get the most beautiful and expensive esrog. I can get the most beautiful and expensive tefillin. I can get the most beautiful and expensive mezuzah. But I don't really have to put thought into the mitzvah. I don't have to think about what's going on behind the mitzvah. I'm getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm improving my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as I throw money at the mitzvah, I'm fine. And that's what we often think. And regarding that attitude, regarding that approach, Moshe says about Hashem, "V'lo yikach shochad." You can't bribe Hashem with money, lefai so b'mamon. Hashem does not care about how much money you spend on the mitzvah. Hashem cares about how much heart and how much soul you invest in the mitzvah. Have an amazing day, everyone.